Oh my gosh, so great to be on here with you all. I just need to find a spot to sit down. I just left my home office and I'm relocating to the little spot that I sit on Thursdays to talk with you all. So that was great, Jason. And I love what you shared as well, Michael. And Amber. And everyone. Oh my goodness, where am I? Am I here? Here I am. It's a wild thing to lose yourself, isn't it? So, yeah, it's just been a really great week. I just had such a wonderful week, and it's been kind of funny because I had so much going on in my life recently that I had not really thought about it. But I just woke up the other day and I had this feeling, and for a second I had to check in and say, what is that? And it was, this will sound terrible, but I was just happy. I woke up, I was in a good mood, there were birds outside, the kitties were with me, I had some coffee, I had some time with God in the morning, and it was just such a relief to have that space with that clear mind where you can just sit and be with God and just enjoy His presence and enjoy the little gifts that we have. You know, we don't necessarily think about it all the time, but I was walking around the neighborhood the other day just looking at how God is an artist, and I realized, you know, everything that we can be, every profession we can pursue, every endeavor we can undertake to do, we get those traits from our Father. You know, God is an artist, but God also, He also made the law. I mean, anything that you pursue in life, God likes things decently in order. So if you're a cleaner, or if you're a cook and you like to come up with concoctions, like God did that as well with humanity. And I was just walking through the neighborhood here, looking at the flowers and how we see who God is and the way that He designed nature around us. I mean, some of the flowers and the different colors and just the different shapes and how pretty it is and how, you know, you can look at God's creation and you can see kind of God's heart in that, you know, animals and their love for us and the way that it was supposed to be, the way that it will be once again when we're all united with the Lord. But I just had a really great week. It's been very peaceful. I had some things I had to get taken care of, and they're coming together, you know, and in God's time. I think one of the biggest things I deal with is impatience, but always, you know, giving things to God and recognizing that He has the perfect timing. I did have a little bit of a frustrating situation happen with, you know, what's going on right now with the preschool and how they reach out to me, and then I had reached out to some people and they hadn't gotten back with me, and I just finally sat down and said, you know, God, You are the one that brought me to this preschool. You are the one that opened that job up for me, and I know right now there's a lot of stuff going on and the teachers are just walking out and doing what they need to do to continue to bring Your word to these little ones. You know, it's a crazy time right now in the world, and I think it's the worst time in the world to not put a lot of energy on the little ones. They need to hear God's word, and this preschool is the only school in northern Nicaragua where these small children can go without having to conform to Catholicism. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what Lawrence says. I'm not going to contact anyone anymore. If they contact me, then I'm going to follow what I feel is Your leading in this situation. And lo and behold, a few days later, someone contacted me and they wanted to have a meeting, and we're setting up a board here in the United States to continue to fund their work with the school in Nicaragua. So that was a really great blessing, because when it came through and everything fell into place, I knew that that was what was right, and it wasn't that I was trying to push it or pursue it, but it was letting God work on the hearts of the people. And then as we talked, and I was able to just give testimony to them about some of the things that had happened at the preschool, especially when the civil unrest had happened and the way that the teachers just took a stand for Christ in the midst of this darkness and said, you know what, we're not having that. In this school, Jesus Christ is the King of Peace, and we worship God. And whatever darkness is going on the outside, we're not letting it in here. These children learn about God here. And just sharing some of the things that happened, at the end of one point, one of the women I was talking to, she said, wow, when you speak about how God is moving through that preschool, it gives me cold chills. And it was just, it was really a blessing. So I'm here, and as always, I just love hearing all of your sharings. I hope that all of you are well, and know you're all blessed. So God bless all of you.